preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from.
Welcome to our show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on July 13th, a Thursday, 2023. I'm James Kelso. I'll be your host for the next hour. And the show's live, of course, and you're welcome to call in. We're without our Donald Trump flag today. As I broadcast, I'm sitting over the spot where my Donald Trump flag used to be in yesterday's show. But some local puke, yes, even though this is Trump country up here in North Dakota, we have a few pukes up here. And can you believe the kind of, you know, profile it yourself, figure out who did this. Somebody walked up the steps of my front porch, and I've got a big front living room window, and I've got windows up here, and I can see anybody coming. And then wrenched my Save America Trump 2024 red, white, and blue flag, 3 foot by 5 foot, triple, double-sided, triple cloth sewn flag, ripped it out of they didn't apparently know how to undo the set screw holding it in, and wrenched it out by twisting it and disappeared with it. Can you believe the kind of cruds on the left? I mean, and think about how mindless these people are. That person was on my porch stealing my property, threatening my family thereby. There were a lot of things I was entitled to do legally had I seen that person. And are they that dumb that they don't realize I could do those things to them? It would really ruin their day. It's amazing. Somebody would go up on somebody's porch, wrench, was kind of noisy, wrench the flag out of their flag stanchion, and then scuttle off to wherever they went. My goodness. Well, I'll have another. I ordered two replacement flags, and I'm going to have those up and flying when they arrive here in a few days. A flag I ordered, Trump won. Oh, that eats them up. Big, giant letters, Trump won. And then the other one was a Save America flag, Trump 2024. And I'll alternate them now. I'll do one and the other, and then I do the American flag on the other on another post of my front porch. And I'll put them up a little higher. I'll remount them a little higher. So they're going to have to reach up and kind of stretch out more. And they're actually going to have to come up further on my porch and kind of make their way through my rocking chairs on my porch and go walk right in front of my big view living room window where I spend a lot of time. So you think I'll be ready for them? You think? Oh man, the left is dumb. All right, we'll make do though without our Trump flag here today. And I have my Trump bobblehead on my desk, so that'll have to do. Good news to share tonight in the Trump the world of the Trump phenomenon. So we'll have a good time tonight. Boy, you know, Trump derangement syndrome. You know, what could drive someone to do that? Derangement. I mean, they were risking their life ripping my flag off of my porch. They were willing to risk their life. I think, you know, they've probably been driving by my house and every day back and forth. Well, it's a one-way street. Every day going by with the Trump flag, and it finally drove them to distraction, to insanity, because that's what it is. To go up on some, if somebody were flying a Biden flag, if somebody had a flag that said, "I love Joe and Hunter Biden. Hugs and kisses. I love Joe Biden." I wouldn't go up on that guy's porch and go in front of his, right by his windows, and then wrench his Biden flag off his porch. I am not that dumb or that deranged. But for the left, this is something they do. Violence. It's an act of violence, ripping my flag out of my stanchion. And it's a threat to my family. I mean, you're up on my porch and you're messing with my property. Boom. All right. Let's go to the good news from Donald Trump. Let's see. Oh. A banner day for Donald Trump. I mean, he's posting like crazy. Let's start with this one. To keep it on a humorous note, let's start with Ben and Jerry. Have you ever eaten Ben and Jerry's ice cream? It sucks, doesn't it? It really doesn't taste good. They have all these screwy flavors. And they have no taste. They're not gourmet. They don't have any culinary taste. Their formulations for their ice cream suck. They're terrible. But anyway, let's read this. Here's a post from the president. He's responding to a news story. The news story is this: ice cream company Ben and Jerry's has called on the Biden administration to return stolen indigenous land as part of a divisive 4th of July message. So return the stolen indigenous land. So the American Indian, according to Ben and Jerry, they're very oppressed. They're victims. They're not getting, I mean, look what the white man's doing to the American Indian. Look what, like, North Dakota. My goodness, one-third of the oil under North Dakota is under Indian reservations. And the Indians get all of the royalties from that oil. We're talking billions of dollars. I'd like to get in on that deal. But And that story is repeated across the nation. I think uranium in Arizona is not under Indian land. Billions of dollars and all kinds of goodies for the American Indian. I don't think there's too much to complain about there. Maybe the most pampered people on earth. But here's what the president says about Ben and Jerry's call for, but give the land back. Give North America back to the indigenous people. Now, by the way, you know, leftists don't think. Look at that person that came up on my porch. They don't have great IQ. Name me a people on the earth that's not an indigenous people. Name me one person who's not an indigenous person. Or name me one person who isn't the descendant of indigenous people going back thousands of years. We're all indigenous people. I love there's a very interesting scientific hypothesis based on very strong evidence that very ancient Europeans crossed the North Atlantic. And now, you know, it's been a while since I read the book, and I really got involved. I went to a conference held by the guy who originated the hypothesis, but that very ancient Europeans were actually the first humans to walk in North America. And very strong evidence exists. It's all over North America, and it's being suppressed. But wouldn't that be funny if the original first humans in North America were in fact Europeans, which it does appear is very, very possible. In any event, all of history, everywhere, every country, every place in the world is full of peoples moving this way, that way, migrating here, migrating there, conquering, fighting, wresting control from... That's the story of every square inch of planet Earth. Among the Indians, what did the Indians do before Christopher Columbus? What did the Indians do? What did the Aztecs and Mayans, what was their relationship? Well, watch the movie Apocalypto. They had a very jovial relationship between the Aztecs and the Mayans. It was very, very peachy. Peachy keen. They were just loving each other, kind of to obsidian knife death at the top of their pyramids, where they pulled out the beating heart and held it up to the sun god, and then cut off the head with their obsidian knife. That's all they could come up with, was obsidian knives. That was their level of civilization. Didn't even have the wheel, didn't have actual writing. Had kind of pictograms. And then the Mayan who was captured by the Aztecs and was especially prized for being handsome or well-formed, that qualified you to go up to the top of the pyramid and have your head cut off. And then they rolled the head down, kicked it down the steep pyramid. And that's why the pyramids were steep, by the way. Notice how steep Aztec and Mayan and Inca pyramids are. It's because the blood has to run down. If you make it any less steep, the blood will pool on the side of the pyramid in the thousands and tens of thousands of gallons that have to get down the pyramid to the waiting indigenous people below, who are catching the heads in nets and plopping them into their boiling pots, which they're having a picnic at the bottom of the pyramid. You can see this in Apocalypto, Mel Gibson's movie. This is historically accurate. This is not something white people made up. This is something that's suppressed, but they would boil the heads and, you know, eat the delicacies at the bottom of the pyramid in their completely stoned out of their minds condition, which they managed to achieve in a perpetual state of being stoned. Okay. Wait a minute. But I never got to the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey says. Now here's what Donald Trump says about all of that. two radical left jerks, and their ice cream is terrible. Okay, I took forever to get to the punchline, didn't I? Okay, let's go right to the top of Donald Trump today, and let me hit refresh because he might have something new for us in the last few minutes. Okay, he says this 6 hours ago. It has just been announced that the, quote, investigation, unquote, of cocaine in the White House has ended. Despite all of the cameras pointing directly at the scene of the crime and the greatest forensics anywhere in the world, they just can't figure it out. Now, remember, Donald Trump, he occupied the White House for 4 years. He occupied that very place where the cocaine was found. He knows about the cameras. He knows about the security. For 4 years, he witnessed it. He directed it. So this is a rather informed commentary. They just can't figure it out. Oh, no, there's a question mark. They just can't figure it out? They know the answer, and so does everyone else. In the meantime, they continue to target and investigate me for years in what has been called the greatest witch hunt of all time. Over nothing. Election interference and a two-tier level of justice. Right you are, Mr. President. Let's go to his next post also 6 hours ago. I never thought I would say that as the leading political opponent of crooked Joe Biden, that getting indicted and arrested by sick government thugs would be my great honor. I am doing it for our country to show how evil and sinister a place it has become. Beautiful, huh? Here's another one he put up just ahead of that. I'm beating Biden in the polls by the biggest margins ever. I assume that means there'll be another indictment and arrest coming down the tracks very soon. These radical left Democrats, communists, Marxists, and fascists. And then, you know, I hope the president adds one more word. He used this recently, and I love it. And mutants. I added that, but I got it from Donald Trump, are destroying our country. But have no fear, we will make America great again. All right. Here's another one he posted at the same time. Now, there's so many, we're going to have a whole show worth of great stuff from Donald Trump here. DeSanctimonious's polls are getting worse and worse as the public gets to know him. Getting to know him. Getting to know all about him. The Democrats would have a field day with Ron. He's cold as ice and only hurting the Republican Party. That's an important point. That's not funny. He is hurting the Republican Party. He's hurting the Republicans' chances in 2024. By having a false battle, a fake, false, distracting battle, distracting away from the actual battle, which is against the communist bastards who control the country. We, that's Donald Trump and us, we patriots, have a 49-point lead and should be getting even better than that. All right? No, but he's not done. Does he have time to eat? We got a little break here, and we got a great post coming up on what is Trumpism from Trump. We'll be right back.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side."
Hey, New York City. The place of my birth. And what makes that song, that Wild Side song, don't you think it's the bass player? Doom, doom, doom. Beautiful, beautiful bass. All right, here comes and Donald Trump, of course. Born in Queens in 1946. I was born in Manhattan in 1948. And, you know, New York City used to be a wonderful place. That it was populated by our people, and it's where like a huge percentage of invention and creativity originated. It was a marvel. It was the marvel of the world. It was the greatest city in the world. It was not a degraded, disgusting place. It was incredibly beautiful. People would, you know, come from everywhere just to gaze and marvel. Go up to the top of the Empire State Building where you can see all the way out into Connecticut. It was wonderful. Beautiful Chrysler Building. Oh, my goodness. Here's Donald Trump New Yorker, former New Yorker. He says this today. Trumpism, as some call America First, is very simple. Low taxes and regulations. The most powerful military. Tariffs and taxes on other countries who have taken advantage of the United States and which will make the USA rich and debt-free again. If countries want to take from the U.S., they must pay for the privilege. Protection of our under siege Second Amendment. Great health care. Low energy prices through energy independence. Parental power on school boards. Life. Strong borders. And more. By the way, he just inadvertent, he missed one real and powerful, important component of Trumpism, peace. Peace. And I love what he says, I'm the only man that can avert World War III. That, in and of itself, by itself, is more than enough justification for anybody who likes breathing. How many people out there like breathing to vote for Donald Trump? Who wants to? World War III could ruin your whole day. Here's another post from Trump, again with the sardonic, wonderful sense of humor he has. Like Tucker Carlson, the two men are akin in that regard. The Financial Times wrote a story, and he's quoting it, the headline, "The Great Ron DeSantis Campaign Train Wreck. He says, actually, they're being nice by comparison to how he really campaigns. All right, let's go down to some more statements from Donald Trump today. Here's one. He puts out the cover, and I might order this. You know, I'm a sucker for every Patriot book. I order them like I order them. So I might order this one. I've ordered several Newt Gingrich books in the past, but I may add this one. The president likes it. He says, Newt Gingrich has a new book out, March to the Majority. Go behind the scenes and hear untold stories of the Republican Revolution in 1994. Get your copy today, says Donald Trump. And let's listen today on the Maria Bartiromo show. What does she have to say, or what does Newt Gingrich have to say about Donald Trump? Let's listen in.
Newt, who in the 2024 field can take on communist China?
Trump.
There you go. Now, Newt Gingrich is somebody. I mean, he's been Speaker of the House. He led the contract with America, not the contract on America, the contract with America, that did a lot of wonderful things to right the American ship of state. But I like this.
Newt, who in the 2024 field can take on communist China?
Trump.
Now, you see, when you get a straight question, give a straight answer. I like that one. One word. Trump. Well done, Newt Gingrich. And makes me think even more highly of you. I got to play it one more time. Sorry. This is the way interviewing and the presentation of facts should go. This is the way I should run my show.
Newt, who in the 2024 field can take on communist China?
Trump.
All right, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My children and my wife, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
And we're back, folks. Oh, that Dire Straits song. You know, that is so politically incorrect, including the lyric that you just heard three times in a row. But, you know, that stuff, what are they going to do with all that politically incorrect stuff that we boomers produced? That's a boomer song. And what are they going to do? They've got to get rid of it. They've got to send it into the memory hole. They've got to send us and our songs into the memory hole. And they'll find a way to do it. But I mean, a song like that, you know, money for nothing and the chicks for free. So politically incorrect. That ain't working. Anyway, let's go here. Speaking of boomers, how about Donald Trump, born in 1946? That's a boomer, my friends. What's a boomer? What we are is we are the offspring of our fathers and mothers who emerged from World War II. And the dads were away from the moms. They were young dads and young moms, eager to have kids. They weren't trying to not have kids in those days. Young ladies said, I want to raise a family. And I want to take care of my kids. And I want to do as my mother did. I want to raise a tremendous job to raise a family. Is it harder to be the guy showing up at a assembly line than the mom who's doing everything at home? My mom had four sons. She was a pretty busy lady. There was no time to have a job, to be a partner at a law firm. That was not possible. She just did a hell of a good job. Hey, look at me. A hell of a good job raising four boys. And that's what the American family used to be and can be again. But what are we boomers? Well, so dad came home from the war, and they were in their 20s, and babies happened. Lots and lots of babies. So that's what a boomer is, the baby boom. And we reflect a generation. The sad thing about my generation, of the children of they're called the greatest generation, the people who fought in World War II. We did not appreciate our parents, by and large. Not all of us. I knew I had friends who really did, but by and large, we were ungrateful brats. And we took America for granted, and we're paying for it now. Boy, we could have done so many things so much better. All right. So here's a boomer. Donald Trump, he's talking about James Comer, committee chairman in the House, and he says, James Comer is a true fighter and patriot. And what Comer's going to do this coming week, he is going to televise his hearing in which two IRS whistleblowers will blow the whistle on the Biden influence peddling scheme. It's going to be on TV. So watch out for that. And Donald Trump's publicizing it to his audience of millions. He says, we read the thing about Ben and Jerry's ice cream being terrible. It is. Those weird flavors. Why can't they have a straight, solid, American flavor? I guess that explains itself. Here we go. This is all from today. Donald Trump. Oh, here's one. Again, this is an important post put up by Breitbart. Breitbart's a great website. It's not quite as strong as it used to be. Their knees are faltering. Come on, Breitbart, stand up straight. But they're still pretty good. And they posted this, but Donald Trump reposted it, sending it into the stratosphere of readership. The Breitbart post is this, that the president liked. Target reversed course, Target the store, the woke store, reversed course Thursday and agreed to stock conservative radio host Mark Levin's forthcoming book, The Democrat Party Hates America. After criticism and outrage over the chain store's apparent hypocrisy. Now, that's beautiful. And in their original statement, they said, well, you said the Democrat Party hates America. Well, we have Democrat customers, and they might be deeply offended. Well, hey, Target, it's called free speech. And suck on this. So they're going to stock it now because you people out there, you told Target to go to hell. You told Target that you're not going to be going there in very vast numbers. So put the book back on the shelf, Target. And they did. Now, by the way, this is one book I will buy. This book, Newt Gingrich's book. He's got so many books, and they're kind of formulaic. They're brilliant, but he's able to knock out a book apparently in a week. But Mark Levin worked a long time on this book, The Democrat Party Hates America, and this is one you're gonna have to buy. And it comes out. It's pre-release, so you have to buy it in pre-release. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that as soon as I might do it during a break and during the show here. But we heard, if you missed it, one of our recent shows, the bulk of the show was Mark Levin's recent Life, Liberty, and Levin presentation. And it was excoriating, brilliant, scintillating. It was magnificent. As good a takedown as I've ever heard of the Department of Injustice. And this from a man as a very, very important attorney, knows the law in a way that you and I don't. And so his outrage at what's being done by the Department of Injustice, run by the complete puke. I mean, this is why I want Donald Trump to add the word mutant to Marxists, communists, fascists. I want a fourth category, which he did. He floated it out there. I want it to come back. Marxists, communists, fascists, and mutants, because I think Merrick Garland is most clearly a mutant. All right. Here's the president putting up. He puts this up. Well, that's not. I'll go down here a little further. See if I find some gems for you. They're all gems. This is when he reposts this one. The Las Vegas odds on his winning the nomination are about 67%, and DeSantis's are at 13. That's Las Vegas calling the odds. So if you want to place money on it, I think that's stupid money. Anybody that gets odds and thinks you're going to win on the long shot with DeSantis, I think you're just throwing your money away. Settle for the lower return on a sure thing. Donald Trump is the nominee. All righty, let's go over here to my favorite website for news. Absolutely my favorite. I hit refresh. Let's just do a little glance at the news. Okay, Joe Biden has authorized activating more reserve troops, 3,000 of them, to get them involved in the Ukraine war. Thanks a lot, Joe, you puke. Thank you. Thanks a lot. 3,000 wholesome young Americans being sent over there. And here's one that on the Gateway Pundit. Shocker. No cameras where the cocaine was found. Secret Service concludes investigation with no suspect. But now that it's coming out, Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman of Colorado, reveals this cocaine just discovered in the White House. This is the third time, and they've kept it from us. So Hunter is snorting lines of coke with regularity in the White House. And who knows, maybe Jill and Joe and James, too, the whole family. Also here on Gateway Pundit, the FBI retaliated against two Devin Nunes staffers in 2017 while they were investigating. They were the investigating bureau for Russia collusion hoax, seized their Google emails. Now, who is Devin Nunes? He's a congressman from California. We owe him so much. He was the dogged investigator who would not be thrown off the trail of the Russian collusion hoax. And he got information out of the deep state that no one, that would not have been gotten out but for Devin Nunes. Now, where is he today? Devin Nunes is running Truth Social. He retired as congressman from the San Bernardino area of California, which is still a patriotic area. There are patriotic areas in California. It's not all gone to hell. But it's definitely, you got to get outside the cities to find the patriotic part of California. Anyway, Devin Nunes was a congressman from that part of California, and so he's running Truth Social now. The president gave him the assignment of setting Truth Social up. Here's a report. Top Democrats and donors are seeking to replace Joe Biden after seeing the campaign pace. Pace? Is that what you call it? Here's one. Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. Boy, that she's, well, she's, as the president says, there's a beauty. Sheila Jackson Lee calls George Soros an American and patriot. Very good. Oh, we got James. James, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Let me uncross my eyes. Come into the show.
Good evening. I heard what you said about the low IQs. There's conservatives out there with low IQs too, by the way. Go ahead.
You know, we're up against something, you know, that's why I want the phrase mutants, because, you know, this is sad. It's not, you know, I laugh about it, but it's a sad situation, is that we are not the American people. The founders said this, you know, almost three centuries ago. They said, you know, it's only the virtue. The freedom of America depends upon the virtue of its people. They said that in many different forms.
Yeah.
And the reason we're like a snowball headed for hell is because the virtue is gone by and large.
Well, there's thinkers out there that said if only Hitler were our leader, then everything would be perfect. That's what I mean by idiots. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, your country can only be as good as the people, you know, that comprise it. And, you know, there are lots of good people, you know, here they are, you know, your friends, my friends.
Do we have anybody in Washington like Arthur Schlesinger anymore? Do we have any thinkers like that? Probably not.
Well, we have one, and they hate his guts, Robert Kennedy.
Oh, I know Donald Trump. Well, that's the point of the show. There's only one left. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Robert Kennedy is, as you say, he's a person. The left used to have people who could think and who had who loved the country, who were patriotic Americans.
Yeah.
Not the left didn't have. The left has never had patriotic Americans. The Democrat Party. Like, well, for instance, I'll say this. In the South, in the 1950s and 60s, the Southerners, the staunch patriotic Americans in the South, were all Democrats. All the at one point, every governor in the South was a Democrat. Every mayor, every state legislature was controlled by patriotic Democrats in the South. And of course, for you young people listening to this, you need to study up on that, because your teachers at your schools, they're not going to let you in on this secret that what happened. The Democrat Party was was comprised of very patriotic in the South. These are the Dixiecrats.
Yeah.
And now they're all Republicans. There was a complete switcheroo. Okay, all right. The engineer tells us we got Kathleen. James, stay with me, and we'll talk to Kathleen in a moment.
Okay.
Oh, no. He's skipping the break. Kathleen, what's on your mind?
Hey, James. And, James, I was happy to hear that Trump is employing Nunez. That's great. I just thought I'd check in and see how your keto dinner early was.
Okay. Well, all right. Everything the same. I ate the exact same keto meal at lunch today that I ate yesterday, with only one slight difference. I didn't have any ripe avocados. Poor timing on my part. So I omitted the avocado, but otherwise exactly the same thing and exactly the same success. You can tell my energy level. I mean, you can hear me. I'm kind of wired on the show, and it's because I'm getting so much energy out of and this is not a diet show, but here's the deal, folks. We need to be healthy to survive what is up ahead. It's going to be rough, and we need to be tough. So if you've got health problems or you have energy problems, it's going to be harder for you. So we want to be very fast on our feet, very quick. We have to be very mentally alert. We don't want to be in a hospital. Don't go into a hospital, ladies and gentlemen. Please, I beg you. Stay healthy. And so stay out of the hospital. And don't get on the drugs. That the current medical profession, I mean, what can you say about it? All these people, with a few exception, people like Dr. Peter McCullough, they all just marched like lemmings to the beat of this communist fraud, Anthony Fauci. I mean, come on, medical profession.
Remember when they tried to send Nixon to the hospital? They tried to send Nixon to the hospital, and Nixon says, "I'll never come out alive." Back to you.
Good for him. Good for him. Exactly. What's happened to the medical profession? I mean, there are great doctors. In fact, the great ones are greater than ever, because now it takes courage to be a great doctor. It used to be being a doctor. That guaranteed you're really smart. You're really qualified. You're really outstanding. And that used to be, you could go in amongst any group of doctors, and it was astounding how eloquent they were, how well-spoken, how smart they were. That's not true anymore. Now you see a bunch of lemmings, but the ones that are still old-school doctors, even if they're young, they are remarkable, and thank goodness for them. But they are few and far between. So choose your doctor.
I just want to say the keto moment is not superfluous. It's vital to
exactly.
God has given us each a wonderful body, a temple to God, and
yes.
We have an obligation to be in as good a health as possible. And I think that what you're doing is inspiring us and doing a good job.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. And I'll tell you, I just stumbled upon this. I didn't stumble upon it, but I just got disgusted with myself being overweight and being out of shape. I'll give you an example. It's either my son or my daughter asked me to do a burpee, which is something, we all did in high school, burpees, where you go, you know, down to the ground, your feet out, you know, up, and then down to the ground, your feet out, and up. And so I tried a burpee, and I looked at the floor, and I put my hands out to head down to the floor, and I realized, you know what? I'm going to break my nose. I'm just going to hit the floor. So I couldn't
get down
do a burpee.
And give me 20 there, Kelso.
Yeah, I was going to break my nose. So, but now I'm not going to do it on the show here for you folks. Maybe I will one of these days. I'll put the microphone down on the floor. I can do burpees like you wouldn't believe. And this is after less than 50 days. I went from a guy that would smash his face to a guy who can do burpees that are at least reminiscent of what I could do in high school. And I'm going to keep going. I want to be strong. And what's the big deal about keto? Why not just say eat well or be healthy or something? These people that develop the ketogenic diet, they have hit upon something that is a silver bullet. It really is uniquely effective, and it's fast, and it really makes you stronger in every department. You can make your heart stronger, all your organs, all your everything, every measurement of your body. So that's my opinion, and I'm talking about myself. But it sure is worth giving it a try and studying it, not blindly. Don't just buy a candy bar that says keto. Keto candy bar. That's not what keto is.
Or 70% chocolate, it's okay.
You can go down the horrible, frosted flake lane at the supermarket, and go down the lane, you will find there's a box that says keto cornflakes. No, folks, not keto cornflakes. Just because it says keto on the package doesn't mean it's keto. You got to find the principles of high fat, high protein, low carb, low to no carb, and then you're on, and then also intermittent fasting, which doesn't mean intermittent starving. It just means spacing your meals out further so that your body has a chance to digest, you might say, the fat, and to not make fat. That's, you want to give your body a breather. Don't go on this modern diet of continuous, nonstop snacking and sugar. Anyway, how are we doing here? Well, we're almost out of time here. James, thank you for joining me. The next event coming up, I know on Saturday and Sunday, Turning Point USA's got an event in West Palm Beach, Florida. And that's hop, skip, and a jump from Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump will be speaking. Charlie Kirk, who is a genius, brilliant founder of Turning Point USA, the largest college political action organization in the country, in the world. He has hundreds of thousands of young people fired up. And he himself is a young person who didn't even finish college, I don't think. Boy, has he built an incredible organization. They'll be on fire this weekend. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow for our Friday show. And then Monday, we'll cover Turning Point USA's their action conference. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, James and Kathleen. See you all tomorrow, Friday. So long.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.